National Library collects material in a range of different ways. However, this particular collection came into the National Library by donation. We're exceptionally grateful to the MacDonald family, who are descendants of Cornelius and Neil McMonagall, for donating this collection. They're obviously based in the United States, and they sent this collection to us from there, very aware of their own connection in Donegal with the McMonagall family, who are actually still living in the home place there in Letchermacawarge as well. So two connected families on two sides of the Atlantic, and they both played a part in donating this collection to the National Library.
And these letters were partly correspondence from Cornelius and Neil back to their family in the Gaeltacht region of Donegal.
Well, actually, the other way around, quite a bit of the letters are from the family in Donegal. The initial letters are between Neil and Cornelius, but also their mother basically asking them to write and trying to connect with them in the United States. And she writes on a number of occasions looking for updates and actually, I suppose, quite articulately describes how upset she is that they haven't contacted her sooner. The other letters, that there are about nine letters from Neil to his brother Cornelius, and Neil's in the 52nd Philadelphia Regiment, which fought on the Union side in the Civil War. And they had quite a tough time over a period of about 4 or 5 years, very intense battles, a lot of sickness and ill health. So Neil, as he describes in the letters, is not made out for soldiering, and he has a lot of difficulty. And basically his letters describe a lot of the horrors of war and indeed his efforts to get out of the army and get back to Ireland. He was based on an island at one stage called Morris Island, which was quite a horrific place, in that bodies were literally washing up on the shore every day. And as he says himself, he wasn't cut out for that sort of a life, you know. And there's a letter actually of discharge from Lord Richard Lyons, which is the formal letter to discharge Neil from the army. And sadly, it appears that Neil died shortly afterwards. And actually, doing a little bit of background research, quite a lot of the regiment died. Not through battle, but illnesses after the war had ceased. So obviously it had a significant effect on him. There's also a series of 8 letters from a cousin, Patrick Hughes, a brother-in-law, Patrick Hughes, who describes a little bit more in detail some of the actions of the war. And they're quite interesting from a historical point of view as well.
And do these letters give an insight to that time period of high emigration of families writing to their families across the Atlantic?
They absolutely do. They give a real sense, first of all, of the precariousness of the connection. You know, when families are separated, that desperation of trying to sort of reach out again and make contact when they've gone across the ocean. And also how unbelievably connected they are, because Anne, the mother, in her letters is writing about other members of the family who are seeking passage out to the United States. And I suppose Cornelius was the first, I think, who went out there. He went to a place called Lucerne in Philadelphia, and that seems to be the base that a lot of them were sort of heading for. And actually that's where the 52nd Regiment was formed from, around that Lucerne area. So they all seem to be very much connected, and it's very, very, very interesting, because it's a level of connectedness that you probably wouldn't think about in this day and age when we're so connected through social media. And I have to say also, the letters are very articulate. The mother writes in a very almost formal way to open her letters, but then slips into some sort of more, I suppose, local language that you would recognize, and Neil does as well. He says, for example, in one letter that stamps, obviously they're trying to get stamps to send letters, but he says that stamps couldn't be found for love nor money. So there's a lot of familiar phrases in the letters as well.
And there was an interesting point that these letters were actually in English, despite them being from the Gaeltacht region.
Yeah, well, I suppose it is interesting. I suppose English in the United States, for any community, whether you were Italian, Dutch, or wherever you came from, was the lingua franca, and you probably had to use it as your working day language. And it's difficult to say at this point, but there's a possibility, you know, the letter writers may have had some assistance in writing their letters, either by using maybe letter writing sort of guidebooks. But I suppose they were literate in English, and that's very clear, and quite literate in English. So, you know, the English is very good. So, you know, that was just the necessity of life for them, I suppose. And obviously the family writing out from Donegal were writing in English as well. So that is interesting.